Remembrance, more so than in the past than today, names were used to describe a person, perhaps their shape, their job, their family connections. Names were also used to describe features in the landscape, places of interest, some even special experiences tied to a certain place. Well, back in the days of Samuel, God's people were fighting the Philistines. The battle was not going their way, simply because the nation had neglected God. Not as committed, they weren't as enthusiastic, they weren't as careful to do what God had asked of them. Their faith had drifted and they'd grown cold. But they did not see the problem. So when things were going against them in battle, they asked the question, why is God against us? Maybe a reflection of things we often see today, perhaps. Well, the solution to their problem was to get the Ark of God onto the battlefield, as if that symbol of his presence was all that was required to cure everything. No word of seeking God himself with the nation. The Ark itself will do. They were behaving in a superstitious way, as if the Ark was a lucky charm, a rabbit's foot, to change the way their life and the battle were going. But God will not be used in that way, then or now. And the nation was shocked when the Philistines captured the Ark. That they did not expect. But then, God often surprises us in the way events unfold, and through these events, he gets our attention. The Ark was lost for over 20 years. And in these 20 years, a needed spiritual change was brought about in the people. They returned to the Lord. No more outward formality. No more ritual. Instead, they had healthy spiritual dealings again with the Lord. Time came to get the Ark back. The nation gathered. But the Philistines saw an opportunity to attack and destroy the nation and the people. That worked for them in the past. Why not again? But this time things were different. Samuel prayed and God came out on the side of his people and they had a great victory. So remember what we asked yesterday. What do you mean by these stones? Samuel found a big stone and he called it, remember, names given to places and to things in the environment. He called the stone Ebenezer. What do you mean by these stones, you might ask again today? What's in a name? The name Ebenezer? Until now, the Lord has helped us. That's what we need, the Lord to help us and to make sure that we're in the right relationship with him. Have a good day.